Phoenix Audio presents
The Other Side of Midnight by Sidney Sheldon, read by Stephen Pacey. Prologue. Athens, 1947. Through the dusty windshield of his car, Chief of Police Georgios Skouri watched the office buildings and hotels of downtown Athens collapse in a slow dance of disintegration, one after the other, like rows of giant pins in some cosmic bowling alley.
20 minutes,
the uniformed policeman at the wheel promised. No traffic. Skouri nodded absently and stared at the buildings. It was an illusion that never ceased to fascinate him. The shimmering heat from the pitiless August sun enveloped the buildings in undulating waves that made them seem to be cascading down to the streets in a graceful waterfall of steel and glass. It was 10 minutes past noon, and the streets were almost deserted, but even the few pedestrians abroad were too lethargic to give more than a passing curious glance at the three police cars racing east towards Hellenikon, the airport that lay 20 miles from the centre of Athens. Chief Skouri was riding in the first car. Under ordinary circumstances, he would have stayed in his comfortable, cool office while his subordinates went out to work in the blazing noon heat, but these circumstances were far from ordinary, and Skouri had a twofold reason for being here personally. First, in the course of this day, planes would be arriving carrying VIPs from various parts of the globe, and it was necessary to see that they were welcomed properly and whisked through customs with a minimum of bother. Second, and more important, the airport would be crowded with foreign newspaper reporters and newsreel cameramen.